奉主耶稣圣名跟大家来查考圣经。
Name Jesus Christ, I study the Bible with everyone.
今天晚上要继续来跟大家分享属灵真教会的挑战。
Tonight I'd like to continue sharing the spiritual battle or the challenge of the church.
是要根据哥林多前书所记载的事的一些信息，跟大家来思考一些教会里的问题。
And this is concerning what is recorded in 1 Corinthians, so that we can reflect upon some of our church's issues that we face today.
那从圣经里面找到各种挑战，我们的对应方式。
And how we respond to the various challenges that present themselves to us.
让我们每一件事情都能够合乎真理。
That in everything that we do, it will be done according to the truth.
那这个是在星期六下午的时候跟大家谈第一部分。
I shared the first part last Saturday afternoon.
那我们所提到的，从哥林多前书里面所看到的教会第一个挑战，就是教会里面纷争结党。
The first challenge that we saw in the Corinthian church was that there were divisions and factions.
那这个纷争结党是因着教会里面有各种不同恩赐的工人。信徒有不同的喜好所造成的。
This was the result of the different gifts and interests that various members of the church had.
那因为当时候哥林多教会的信徒他们不够成熟，还是属肉体的。
For the members in Corinth at the time were not mature enough; they were still of the flesh.
他们不明白神是按照教会的需要兴起各种不同恩赐的工人，为了要造就教会。
They did not understand that God gave gifts to different gifts to people in order to edify and build up the church.
教会里的工人不应该造成教会纷争结党的因素。
And the church workers and their gifts should not be the reason why there are divisions and factions.
因为每一个不同恩赐的工人都是从神领受的。
For every gift that a worker receives is from above.
所有的人都是为了要福音，为了这个兴旺福音的工作才有的。
And the people, the workers have the gifts. For the purpose of prospering the gospel.
所以从哥林多前书第三章，我们看到，如果今天教会里面因着纷争，因着有工人的关系有嫉妒纷争，其实就代表教会还不完全是属肉体的，还不成熟。
So if we see in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, if there still continues to be divisions and sectarianism in the church, then we know that church is still of the flesh and not mature enough.
那个就跟世界上的组织变成一样了。
And then it would be no different from any other organization on this earth.
因为世人的样子就是容易纷争结党。
Because a secular manner is often tends to gravitate towards sectarianism and division.
因为他们没有共同的目标。
For they do not have the same common goal.
每个人所追求的都不一样。
Everyone's pursuit is different.
但在教会里面就不同了。
But in the church, it should be different.
我们所追求都一样的。
We should be all pursuing the same thing.
所以在教会里面，这个教会如果是属灵的，那一定是合一的。
So if this church is a spiritual church, then they should be as one.
我们会看到每一个不同恩赐的工人，我们都很感谢。
We see different workers with different gifts. We should be thankful.
在教会里面，我们可以听到各种不一样的从他们从神所领受的真理让我们的信心得造就。
In the church, we can hear different perspectives of the same truth. It can only benefit us.
那在当时候，哥林多教会他们有这个问题。今天我们在末世这个时代的真教会也是一样会面临这个问题。
The challenge and situation that the Corinth church faced during that time is also similar to the challenges we face today.
所以我们要很了解圣经里面所教导的真理。
So we must understand the truth that is written here in Scripture.
看哥林多前书第三章的第二十一节。
Let's read 1 Corinthians 3 verse 21.
三章二十一节。
3 verse 21.
所以无论谁都不可以拿人夸口，因为万有全是你们的。
Therefore, let no one boast in men, for all things are yours.
二十二节的最后也是讲说，不管是人或者是生死，现今的事、将来的事，全是你们的。
In the latter half of 22, or the world, or life, or death, or things present, or things to come, all are yours.
那所以都一直在强调说，其实教会里面是合一的。
The emphasis here is the church is one.
那信徒不可以分成分门别列。
And there must not be any divisions in the church.
那我们今天教会里面，我们要追求教会里面的合一啊。
So today, we in the church, we must pursue this oneness.
那所以我们就不可以因着有 觉得说，我就比较喜欢哪一群人，我就专门跟哪一群人在一起就好了。
So we should not follow certain groups of people because we like them more.
你看哥林多教会啊，他们因着这个工人有分成不同的团体的时候，他们在教会里的生活就表现出来了。
We see that when the members in the Corinth church here had their favoritism towards certain workers, it shows in the entire harmony of the church.
我们看哥林多前书第十一章。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians 11.
第十一章。
11.
我们看第十七节。
1 Corinthians 11 verse 17.
十一章十七节说：“我现今吩咐你们的话，不是称赞你们，因为你们聚会不是受益，乃是遭损。”第十八节。
18.
第一，我听说你们聚会的时候彼此分门别类，我也稍微的信这话。十九节。
19.
在你们中间不免有分门结党的事，好叫那些有经验的人显明出来。那这一段圣经呢，保罗说，他说我不是在称赞你们，我是在提出教会的你们的问题。
Paul says here he's not there to praise them but rather to point out the problems in the church.
他说他们在聚会，信徒在聚会的时候不是受益乃是遭损。
He says that they come together not for better but for worse.
因为越聚会他们最后的那个彼此之间的那个分离越明显。
Because as they come together more, the divisions among them seems more apparent.
他说他们在聚会的时候是彼此分门别类的。
He says that there may be factions among you and divisions among you.
那这些分门结党的事情，就是让那些有经验的被凸显出来。
And so these divisions and factions are exposed by those who are experienced.
那这些所谓的有经验，就是那些好像说，他比较有主张的人呢、啊。就会被凸显出来了，就是有人会变成这个纷争里面的那个带领人呢。
And it gradually becomes apparent that there's a person who is leading this particular division or faction.
那他们这个不同的组团体啊，他们变成在吃饭的时候也会发现也是这样子。
And they also notice it while they're eating that there's these certain divisions and factions among them.
所以他们，你看他们二十节说，你们聚会的时候算不得吃主的晚餐。二十一节。
In 20 and 21.
因为二十一节说，因为吃的时候，个人先吃自己的饭，甚至这个饥饿那个酒醉。第二十二节。
22.
你们要吃喝，难道没有家吗？还是藐视神的教会，叫那没有的羞愧呢？我向你们可怎么说呢？可因此称赞你们吗？我不称赞啊！这段圣经呢，就是他们当时候，大家有一群人呢、啊，这一群人支持同一个人的，他们就一起吃饭。
This passage is quoting that Paul's writing about certain group of people eating together.
那有些人当然，因为他们在这个地方所提到，就是他们在聚会的时候，他们有所谓的晚餐呢、啊，一起吃爱餐。
And so here it mentions about a supper that they take together while during in their worship.
那在那个时候就办圣餐，就是像主耶稣他当时候逾越节的晚餐一样。
And this is same as the Passover supper in Jesus' time.
那当所以他们当时候就有些人先吃，有些人带来家里的东西，就有人吃得很好，有人没有东西可以吃。
And so during that time, some ate first, and others brought their own food, and sometimes they brought better food than others to eat.
所以根本就不会想说，我们应该是要彼此等待，然后大家互相的分享你所拥有的这些食物。
They pay no regard to having to wait on another person to eat or to share what they have.
所以当时候就很混乱。
So at the time, it was quite a chaotic situation.
就是因为有这种现象，所以保罗在接下去的第二十三节。才再跟他们强调一下这个圣餐的意义在哪里。
And it was because of this kind of phenomenon that Paul emphasized what the spirit and the meaning of the Lord's Supper is.
而且一定要互相的等待。
That they must wait on each other.
就是我们是同领一个身体啊，同领主耶稣基督的这个身体，我们是属一家人的。
Because they are receiving this one body of Christ, so they are part of the same family.
所以这个就是教会里面他当时候。有这个纷争的问题啊，表现在教会的生活里面就没有秩序。
This division and faction that's in the church is evident in the lives of the members.
那没有秩序，所以教会里面他大家来到教会的时候，就不会所有那个合一的感受， 我们每一个人是彼此互相等待、互相相顾，不会的。
And to the point that they have no sense of orderliness in the church, so that when they come, they don't wait on each other. Everyone just does his or her own thing first.
所以当时候，这个教会事实上是很软弱的。
So the church is actually in a very weak state.
所以保罗特别一开始在哥林多前书的时候就指出这个最大的问题。
So when Paul began writing the letter to the Corinth church, he pointed out this great problem.
那当然在哥林多前书里面，保罗也提出他解决的方法，就是我们要明白这个十字架道理。
Paul also gives him the solution, which is to understand the truth in the behind in the meaning of the cross.
教会合一是主耶稣基督。神的智慧
the oneness of the church is the wisdom of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们都是被主耶稣所救赎的。
We are all redeemed by the Lord Jesus.
不管今天谁是有什么样的背景
，No matter what kind of background you may come from，
我们有可能不同的恩赐
，or what kind of gifts you may possess。
但是最后其实都是要，最终都是要。跟从主耶稣基督，然后一起为这个福音努力的。
But in the end, we all follow Christ and pursue and strive after the gospel.
十字架道理让我们可以真的连接在主耶稣基督的身上。
The truth of the cross can truly bind us to the Lord.
那这个就是神的智慧跟世人的智慧不一样。
This is the difference between God's divine wisdom and the wisdom of this world.
这是第一个教会里面的问题。
This is the first problem that was in the church.
我们今天呢，教会里面一定要能够很注意教会合一的这个重点。
Today in our church, we must also be very mindful of the oneness of the church.
我们不能够分种族。
We cannot discriminate by race.
我们不能够分年龄。
We cannot discriminate by age.
我们不可以分性别。
We cannot discriminate by gender.
不可以分成不同的地方的文化。
Nor discriminate by different cultures.
因为在主里面都是合一的。
For in the Lord we are all one.
如果我们能够合一，那么神的同工，神的作为才会显明。
And only when we are one can God's power and His work be truly manifested.
所以当我们发现感受到教会似乎觉得好像有缺少什么的时候，我们要能够从这个合一的角度 去思考。
So when we find that our church is lacking one way or the other, we must take the perspective of whether or not we are at harmony or as one in the church.
那第二点在星期六下午的时候提到的是教会当时哥林多教会呢，他们容忍罪的存在。
The second thing, problem that we talked about Saturday afternoon is that the church in Corinth, allowed sins to occur in the church.
那这个罪的存在特别提出来的就是淫乱的罪。
And the sin that's talked about, emphasized here, is that of fornication.
那是在第五章的地方所第五章跟第六章所提到的。
This is the issue of sexual immorality is recorded in chapter 5 and 6.
那这个罪呢，会让整个教会变质。
This sin will cause the church to become impure.
就好像那个笑让整个面团发起来一样。
Just as the yeast allows the entire lump to occur.
就是让这个本来圣洁的这个神的殿呢，就变污秽了。
In other words, what was originally a holy and pure church of God is now defiled.
那有人有这样一个罪的问题，还不知道要悔改，而且还自高自大，所以保罗就特别指出，要他们要能够想想这个罪的严重性。
So the person who has committed this sexual immorality not only did not repent, but yet they were defiant about it. And so Paul wanted to correct this.
特别说要把这个行这种事的人把他赶出去。
And he especially pointed out that the person who committed such a sin should be excommunicated.
赶出去就是为了要让教会保持圣洁。
And so that they must be cast out in order for the church to remain pure and holy.
那这个也就是神给教会的权柄。
This is also the authority that God has given the church.
那今天我们照圣经里面所记载的，教会里面也有这个这样的一个做法。
And today there's also this kind of practice in the church.
所以当我们看到一个人被教会除名或被教会赶出去，一定是有原因的。
So when we see a person excommunicated or cast out by the church, there must be a reason behind it.
因为这个就是会破坏整个教会，让神的这个圣洁的家受亏损。
because this will divide and destroy the church if it is not done.
对对，圣经里面的教导来说，我们看的事实上是，其实圣经对这个罪是很严厉的。
And the biblical view upon this sin is very serious.
我们本身也要能够有相同的态度去对待它。
And we must also treat it with the same attitude.
所以你看这个五章的第十一节啊。
So if we look at 1 Corinthians 5 verse 11.
五章十一节这里说，我如今我写信给你们说，若有称为弟兄是行淫乱的，或贪婪的，或拜偶像的，或辱骂的，醉酒的，勒索的，这样人不可与他相交，就是与他吃饭都不可以。
And 11, but now I have written to you not to keep company with anyone named a brother who is sexually immoral or covetous or an idolater or a reviler or a drunkard or an extortioner, not even to eat with such a person.
你看这个称为弟兄的就是，当然就是教会的信徒哦。
Here, the one who is a brother is a member of the church.
如果有这一些的行为，或是这些弟兄有不同的弟兄有不同的这种这样这里所描述这些行为。
If he exhibits these kind of actions described here.
他说不要跟他相交，就是不要跟他团契了。
Then do not have any communion or fellowship with this person.
他就是跟他吃饭都不要。
Not even to eat with such a person.
这个就是为了要避免被影响。
This is in order not to be negatively influenced.
那所以保罗他才会第十三节，十三节就说应该把他们赶出去，就不属你们的。
And therefore, Paul says in verse 13 that they should be cast out.
那因为啊、哦，这个淫乱的事情啊、哦。或者是这些不好的事是会传染的。
Because these kind of sexual immorality or other evil deeds will spread like a virus.
那重点就是要保持我们每一个人的圣洁，包括让我们整个教会都圣洁。
The point here is to maintain the purity and the holiness of ourselves and of the church.
那教会有没有权柄来做这件事呢
？But does the church have the authority to do such a thing?
主耶稣当初在复活之后，他向门徒啊吹了一口气。
When Lord Jesus had resurrected, he breathed a breath to the to his disciples.
在约翰福音的第二十章
，in the book of John, chapter 20,
约翰福音二十章
，John 20,
我们看第二十二节。
Let's read John 20, verse 22.
第二十一节哈
，verse 21.
二十一节，约翰福音二十章二十一节
，John 20, 21.
耶稣又对他们说：“愿你们平安。父怎样差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们。”二十二节。
22.
说了这话，就向他们吹一口气，说：“你们受圣灵。”23.
23.
你们赦免谁的罪，谁的罪就赦免了；你们留下谁的罪，谁的罪就留下了。这段圣经呢，是主耶稣在升天以前向门徒显现的时候，特别做了一个动作。
This verse was what Jesus had done, especially done before he had ascended into heaven after his resurrection.
那这个主耶稣说，他说你们受圣灵是一种是个应许，也是教会一个权柄，一个差遣。
And Jesus here said that the Holy Spirit is not only a promise, but it's also an authority given to them.
就是因为接下来这个福音的工作又有使徒们他们来执行。
Because following this, the disciples and the apostles needed to minister the work of evangelism.
他们领受圣灵之后。他们圣灵降下来的时候，教会就会建立。
And when the Holy Spirit comes down, the church will be established.
那当然，那个使徒一定会先领受圣灵。
And of course, the disciples and apostles will receive the Holy Spirit.
所以我们看谁最先领受圣灵。
So we see who was the first that received the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣的使徒。
The disciples of Lord Jesus.
那他们领受圣灵，这个就是主耶稣讲了你。你们受圣灵以后，你们赦免谁的罪，谁的罪就赦免了。
And so Jesus says here, when they receive the Holy Spirit, if you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven.
所以他们就开始，你看彼得他们一讲完道理，有人听了扎心，马上给他执行洗礼。
And we see that when Peter and the other apostles were preaching, and during the sermon, if someone was pierced to the heart, immediately following the sermon, they would become baptized.
那执行洗礼的时候，你看执行洗礼的时候。他那个罪就被赦免了。
And when they administered the baptism, afterwards, the sin is washed away.
所以每一件事情神都其实神都设计得非常完美。
So God had designed it very perfectly.
那当时候使徒他们怎么受洗的
？During those days, how did the disciples baptize?
我们从后面保罗所讲的信息里面，我们才发现他们一定也是面向下洗礼。
And we find out later from Paul's writing that they were also baptized with the head bowing forward.
因为使徒行传它基本上 并没有在讲 很详细的洗礼是怎么洗的。
The book of Acts doesn't record in detail how the process of baptism is done.
它是在描述这个教会怎么建立起来。
But rather, it describes how the church is built up.
那有很多的细节在后来神给使徒的启示里面就慢慢出现启示。
And there's many details that were later given through a revelation by God to the apostles.
但是至少我们一定很清楚知道是奉主耶稣的名洗礼。
But we know very clearly that the baptism is done in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那他们要你看，他们当时要洗礼三千个人呢、啊。
We noticed that back then they had to baptize 3,000.
那个时代，你说有那个室内去怎么洗吗
？And during those days, how would they baptize in an indoor pool?
很难。
It would be very difficult.
所以最简单的就是到叫室外洗。使徒他们时代的洗礼，因为主耶稣洗礼的时候，就是在外面的河里面洗的。
And the logical way is to go out and baptize outdoors, just as the Lord Jesus had baptized.
所以原始的洗礼本来就是这样进行的。
So the original baptism was performed in this manner.
所以当时候使徒行传，因为是路加他整理的，他并没有去写这个细节的。
And since the Acts of the Apostles was arranged by Luke, he did not go into detail of many of the things.
那后来我们从圣经里面慢慢就看到，哦，原来洗礼其实有这个样，要在使的形状上，要以主耶稣联合这个意义在里面。
But if we study the Bible carefully, we begin to find out that the baptism actually has the purpose of being connected to Christ.
但是我们从使徒行传就看到说，你看使徒他们洗礼的时候，他们说你的罪就得赦。
And in Acts, when the apostles, when they baptize, they say the sins are forgiven, then they are.
他们怎么能够赦罪?
How are they able to forgive sins?
因为主耶稣已经差遣他们。
Because Lord Jesus had already sent them.
而且又有圣灵做见证。
And there is the Holy Spirit to
bear witness. 所以那个水所以变成主耶稣基督的宝血。
And so the water will be transformed into the blood of Jesus Christ.
那留下谁的罪,谁的罪又留下了。
And whoever sins are retained, then they are retained.
那其实这一句话跟主耶稣在马太福音跟门徒说的,你们在天上在地上捆绑的在天上也捆绑是一样意思。
This is the same meaning as what Lord Jesus said to his disciples in Matthew that whatever you bind here on earth will be bound in heaven.
那在地上所释放的在天上也释放。
And whatever you set free on earth will also be set free in heaven.
所以你看今天在地上捆绑。
So today, whatever is bound on earth,
在天上的主耶稣基督跟我们有一样的看法。
Then the Lord Jesus in heaven will have the same, take the same view as us.
这就是，也就是说，今天主耶稣基督给教会这个权柄本身是为了要造就教会。
Which means that the Lord Jesus has given the church this authority in order for it to be edified.
所以就好像哥林多前书第五章这一些犯奸淫的人呢、啊，保罗说把他赶出去，交给撒旦。
Just like in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, the people that had committed sexual immorality, Paul says, cast them out to the evil one.
所以保罗说把他交给撒旦就是已经交给他了丢掉了就给 任凭撒旦去了。
To hand them over to Satan, which means that they are getting rid of them.
那也就是说在天上神就不会认为说这个还是我的。
Then that means in heaven, God will not treat those sinners as his own.
主耶稣在天上跟我们在地上有一样的看法。
God will not treat those who are cast out as his own because he shares the same view.
所以这个人不能够说好，虽然我今天被教会赶出去了，我在天上我还是属神的。
So this person who is cast out cannot say, even though I'm cast out from the church, I still belong to God.
他会认为说我还是神的啊。
And he still feels that he belongs to God.
那其实是因为他不认为神交给教会有这个权柄。
It is because he does not feel that the church has this authority given to them by God.
但是从神给教会的权柄看来，事实上是主耶稣说的很直接的。
But we see Lord Jesus says it very clearly and directly concerning the authority that's given to the church.
在地上捆绑的，在天上一样被捆绑。
That what is bound here on earth will be bound in heaven.
那当然，我们在讲这个问题的时候，并不是说哦，这个人就真的以后永远就死了，就没有机会了。
Of course, when we're talking about this issue, it's not about excommunication. Doesn't mean that this person who's excommunicated is automatically is dead forever.
因为最后的审判权是在主耶稣基督身上。
Because the final judgment decision is reserved for the Lord Jesus Christ.
这个人如果愿意真的悔改
，If this person truly repents,
他如果会相信主耶稣基督有最后的审判
，If this person believes that Lord Jesus has the ultimate judgment，
那他也许以后还有机会，不一定。
Then perhaps he or she may have the chance and opportunity in the future。
这就是第五章的第五节那里。
This is in First Corinthians 5:5。
那把这样能交给撒旦， 要败坏他的肉体，使他的灵魂在主耶稣的日子可以得救。
Deliver such a one to Satan for destruction of the flesh, that his spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus.
当这个人被交给撒旦的时候，就已经任凭撒旦去做了。
Person is delivered to Satan, and Satan is free to do as he will.
但是这个人如果后来悔改呢？
But if this person later repents,
所以圣经才会一直在英文里面看上就会说 maybe 就是有可能了，有可能。
That is why in English version of the Bible says the spirit may be saved.
但是这个就是未知的。
But no one knows for sure.
那所以今天这个淫乱的事情，其实教会的处理本身就是为了要让整个教会保持圣洁，不受污染。
So the church has to take care of issues like the sexual immorality in order for the church not to be tainted.
所以今天只要我们教会大家有这个看法，共同觉得是这个很重要，我们就遵守这个教会的规定。
So today, if we all share the same common understanding regarding this matter, then when we follow accordingly,
那我们就相信主耶稣赐给教会的这个权柄。
Then we will believe that the Lord Jesus has given the church this authority.
当然，我们就顺服教会。
And we will submit to the administration of the church.
那看起来更多教会他们对这个问题没有什么特殊的意见呢？
It seems like the members in Corinth had no special
没有什么反对的意见。
Did not disagree with any of this what was happening.
因为从圣经后来看来，就没有认为有关于说把这个人赶出去那不可以的样子。
And later on, the Bible did not say they did not refuse a person being excommunicated.
那第三个问题是在第六章里面讲了，他们信徒之间有一个彼此告状的事。
And the third issue at hand was recorded in chapter 6 that there were members, brothers, suing brothers.
那保罗是说他把他这个事情提出来是要他们羞耻。
And Paul mentions this so that they may be put to shame.
让他们能够知道说他们这样是错的。
So that they can realize that what they're doing is wrong.
教会里面的人哦，要懂得用爱的道理互相包容。
That the members in the church must be able to treat each other with love.
因为第六章第七节说你们彼此告状，这已经是你们的大错了。
In verse 7 it says it's already an utter failure that you for you that you go to law against one another.
他为什么不愿情愿受欺，为什么不情愿吃亏呢？
Why do you rather not accept wrong? Why do you not rather let yourselves be cheated?
哦，所以保罗的他的这个他写这个这一个哥林多前书提出这个问题，其实就是要弟兄姐妹他们能够用爱心互相包容。
So Paul brought up these issues in the first Corinthian, the letter to the Corinthians, so that the members can accept each other in love.
有什么问题一定要在教会里面解决。
And that whatever issues arise should be solved within the church.
不可以把它告到法庭上去，让神的教会受羞辱。
They should not bring it to the courts, and so that the name of the church and God can be put to shame.
那这个就是当时候教会存在的一个问题，一个争端保罗。提出来的。
And this was one of the problems that arose in the church, and Paul had to point it out.
那我们在教会里面啊，今天有时候会听到这种现象。
And today in the church, we may also hear of such matters.
那如果听到有人在教会的信徒之间互相的告状呢，这真的是不荣耀神。
And if we hear of brothers and sisters going against each other in the law, then this does not bring glory to God.
所以真的我们在信徒，我们信徒之间呢，我们要互相的来往的时候，一定要非常谨慎。
So we must be very mindful when we interact with each other.
要避免在这个问题扩大到没办法解决的时候，才发现说怎么都没有处理。
We need to avoid situations where the problems can get out of hand.
我们一定要事先能够懂得防备。
We must understand the first to protect.
弟兄姐妹之间有什么问题，一定要及早处理。
And if there's any problems between brothers or sisters, then they should deal with them quickly.
所以这个为了要让整个教会能够合一，因为这个彼此告状诉讼的事情就是在分裂教会的。
And to deal with those issues early on, and so that does not cause any kind of these divisions in the church.
那我们从哥林多前书第七章开始。
So starting from 1 Corinthians chapter 7.
那这里在讲当时教会的另外一个问题，第四个问题。
It points out the fourth problem that was happening in the church.
那这个就是有关于婚姻的问题。
This is the issue regarding marriage.
在使徒时代啊，有两种极端。
apostolic time, there were two extremes.
一个极端就是，连淫乱，收继母为妻都没关系。
The first extreme was that this kind of sexual immorality, even taking one's mother, stepmother as wife, was not a problem.
这个叫放纵情欲派的。
Are those who are very who are immoral.
那么是他们就是滥用神在这个福音所带给我们的自由。
And they misuse the freedom that God has given us through the gospel.
那另外一个极端就是哦，他说。男不敬你倒好，这、就是禁欲派的，不要结婚的。
And then the other extreme was are those who do not even get married.
我们看七章第一节。
Let's read chapter 7 verse 1.
那论到你们信上所提的是，男不敬女倒好。
It is good for a man not to touch a woman.
这里。说那个我说，我们是中文圣经翻译的时候把它加上去的。
In Chinese, in other versions, it says I say.
啊，其实是当时候他们写信给保罗的时候啊，告诉保罗教会里面有人这样说，男不敬女倒好了。
And actually, some people have written to told Paul that some in the church have said it is good for a man not to touch a woman.
啊，这个就是禁欲派的。就是不要结婚。
So this is the other extreme, extreme group that would go to the point of not marrying in order to keep their purity.
当时候有对那个未婚的说不要嫁娶。
And so even for those who are married, they would encourage them not to marry.
那对那个已经结婚的说你要夫妻分房，不要同在一起。
And for those who are already married, they tell the husband and wife to separate when they sleep so that they won't be together.
所以当时候就有这个婚姻上的混乱。
And so there was some confusion caused among in marriage.
那保罗针对这个问题，他就提出他的看法。
And so Paul voices his opinion regarding marriage.
那其实我们。在当时候有这个问题，今天我们在教会里面这个婚姻的问题也是教会一个很重要的关键。
And marriage was an issue in the church at the time. It is also an issue, a very key issue for us today.
因为婚姻这个制度会组成家庭。
For this order of marriage is what builds up the families.
那家庭就是教会，你看家庭是社会的单位，也是家庭的，也是教会的。社会的单位是教会的单位啊。
And the family itself is a building block in society, and it's also a part of a basic building block of the church.
婚姻是神设立的。
Marriage is instituted by God.
神说这个男人独居不好，所以为他造配偶帮助他。
God said it's not good for a man to be alone, and so He created a partner for him.
所以当时候你看，当有人在提出这个看法的时候，其实，在教会里面也造成了一些。
And so we see the confusion caused when there were these extreme ideas floating around.
那保罗他在针对这个问题，他提出这个婚姻的指导原则。
And Paul pointed out the principles concerning marriage.
他说第二节就说了，他说为要免淫乱的缘故哦，男子当各有自己的妻子，女子也当各有自己的丈夫。
In verse 2, Paul says, Nevertheless, because of sexual immorality, let each man have his own wife, and let each woman have her own husband.
所以婚姻本身就是可以免去淫乱的事情。
So marriage itself can rid of sexual, prevent a person from sexual immorality.
那这个淫乱的事在旧约圣经里面其实谈很多的。
And the issue of sexual morality is mentioned a lot in the Bible.
你看以色列百姓啊，他们犯属灵的淫乱罪，就是去跟随不同的偶像，就离弃的带领他们。把他们视为自己妻子的那个独一真神。
The Israelites committed spiritual immorality by worshiping idols and forsaking the true God.
那就个人来说呢？就个人来说，圣经里面也提出说，我们每一个人都很谨慎，要免去淫乱的事。
From a personal standpoint, the Bible mentions that each of us must be mindful and watch our own.Keep our own bodies so that we do not commit sexual immorality.
你看箴言第六章在提到这个问题。
If we see Proverbs 6, it also addresses this issue.
箴言第六章
Proverbs
6, 二十四节
Proverbs 6, verse
24. 第二十四节说，我们从二十三节开始读。
Let's start from verse 23.
二十三节说，因为诫命是灯，法则是光。训诲的责备是生命的道， 二十四节
24.
能保你远离恶妇远离外你谄媚的舌头二十五
25.
你心中不要恋慕他的美色不要被他的眼皮勾引二十六
26.
因为既你能使人只剩 一块饼淫妇掠取人宝贵的生命接下去一直读读到35节都在讲这个问题
and all the way down to verse 35 it addresses this issue of sexual immorality
所以他在讲这个淫乱、啊、有时候是因为被引诱去的
and this immorality sometimes caused by seduction
那引诱、啊、就是从那个谄媚的话讲很听的花言巧语
and the seduction can be caused by simple words or flattering tongue
但是如果没有小心、哦、连生命都没有了
If one is not careful, they may lose their life.
他说：“你把那个火放在你的胸怀里面，难道不会被烧到吗
？”If you put a fire close to your body, would you not be burned?
你如果走在那个炭火上，难道不会被烫伤吗
？If you walk on hot coals, will your feet not be seared?
肯定没命的。
You will surely lose your life.
哦，所以其实在箴言里面，他这个古老的格言里面，他也是一直在强调说，一定要注意这个问题。
And so even in Proverbs, these words of wisdom, they also emphasize the importance of keeping ourselves from sexual immorality.
所以这个婚姻的好处就是要让我们个人、哦、可以免去这个淫乱的问题。
The benefit of marriage is so that we can each avoid having sexual immorality.
个人在身体上能够荣耀神。
And that we can glorify God with our bodies.
因为我们身体是圣灵的殿。
Because our body is a temple of God.
我们身体将来在末日要复活。
A temple of the Holy Spirit, and in the end days it shall resurrect.
最后要回到神那边去，与神同住的。
In the end, it will return back to God and dwell with Him.
要保持我们身体圣洁。
So we must keep the purity of the holiness of our body.
那对于那个已经结婚的。
So concerning those who are already married.
那第三节开始，七章哥林多前书的七章三节。
Chapter 7, verse 3.
这里讲一下，丈夫跟妻子要用合宜之分互相对待。
It says, "Let the husband render to his wife the affection due her."
也就是说，夫妻之间要履行之间应该有的责任，不可以彼此亏负。
Meaning that the husband and wife should each have responsibility and not have to depend too heavily on the other.
也就是说，他说特别在第五节的地方说，要不可以，除非为了祷告的缘故哦，不可以分房。
And verse 5 it says that Other than prayer, they should be together, come together again.
And 而且呢
sleep separately.
他说如果、我们现在读这一节第五节
Let's read verse 5.
夫妻不可彼此亏负除非两厢情愿暂时分房为要专心祷告方可以后能要同房免得撒旦趁着你们情不自禁引诱你们
So do not deprive one another except with consent for a time that you may give yourselves to fasting and prayer and come together again so that Satan does not tempt you because of your lack of self-control.
所以就这些圣经看来啊，即使为了要专心祷告，也都是要夫妻双方同意才可以分房的。
So it has to be consent. There must be consent between the husband and wife in order not to come together.
那之后他说之后还要同房。
And it says after fasting and praying, they must come together again.
那这样才不会被撒旦引诱，然后最后去犯罪。
So that they will not be tempted by Satan and commit sin.
那这个就是。在当时因为有人 鼓吹说夫妻应该分房不要拦不进你倒好吗
It was because there were voices, some people were voicing their opinion that the husband and wife should not come together but be in separate rooms.
但是他们的当时那种讲法是不合真理的。
But their opinion was not according to the truth.
所以保罗他第六节说我说这话是准你们不是要命你们。
Paul in verse 6 says, I say this as a concession, not as a commandment.
然后呢那现在看到第七节的地方就讲到这个单身的问题了。
And then verse 7 addresses the issue of singleness.
他说我愿意众人像我一样只是个人领受神的恩赐一个是这样一个是那样。
So for I wish that all men were even as myself, but each one has his gift from God, one in this manner and another in that.
那我对着没有嫁娶和寡妇说若他们常像我就好了。
But I say to the unmarried and to the widows, it is good for them if they remain as I am.
但是倘若自己禁止不住就可以嫁娶以其欲火攻心倒不如嫁娶为妙。
But if they cannot exercise self-control, let them marry, for it is better to marry than to burn with passion.
所以对这个单身的问题保罗他的个人的体验是觉得说如果 哦，像我这样子也不错了。
So regarding this issue of singleness, Paul says it is good if they can be like himself.
因为保罗他是专心服侍神的。
Because Paul is solely dedicated to serving God.
可是他特别强调啊，这个是神给每一个人恩赐不一样。
But he emphasizes here that people have different gifts from the Lord.
所以这个是不可以勉强的。
So you cannot impose this upon a person.
因为保罗他在讲这个单身的问题的，特别提到他自己本身的意见。
Paul says that this is his own opinion regarding singleness.
第二十五节
verse 25.
论到同身的人，我没有主的命令，但是我既蒙主连续能做忠心的人，就把自己的意见告诉你们。
Oh, he says here in verse 25. Now concerning virgins, I have no commandment from the Lord, yet I give judgment as one whom the Lord in His mercy has made trustworthy.
因为他觉得现在的时间已经很近了，就是主耶稣再来的日子已经近了。
And he feels that the time of the Lord is drawing very near.
他意思是说，你现在因为主耶稣再来又有灾难，那你现在有妻子的，最后也像没有妻子一样啊。
And meaning that in the end time, that a lot of woe and tragedy will befall us, and so having a wife would be like not having one because the Lord is coming soon.
那为了要专心的服侍神
，so in order to solely be dedicated serving God,
为了要真的能够专心的取悦让神喜悦
，in order to be dedicated to be pleasing God.
所以他个人的看法是说啊，如果能够这样专心的服侍也不错，像他这样也不错。
His own view was that if one can solely focus on serving and dedicating him or herself to the Lord.It is not a bad thing.
但是他特别强调，这个是每一个人恩赐不一样。主耶稣是这样讲的。
But he emphasizes that this is different for according to each person. Everyone has different gifts.
那对保罗来说，他主张单身的目的就是为了要专心服侍神。
And Paul's motive for singlehood is so that one can set their entire energy and focus towards serving God.
那如果没有这个很清楚的目标。
And if there is no clear direction such as that,
保罗他就在第你刚才第七章的第九节就说，那还其实哦还是嫁娶为妙啊。
Then in verse 9, of chapter 7, Paul says that then let them marry.
哦，这个是教会里面在我们在圣经里面看到这个有关于这个单身的问题。
This is what the truth concerning the singlehood as recorded in the scripture.
那接下来在第七章里面，他有谈到这个离婚的问题。
And in chapter 7, Paul also addresses the issue of divorce.
我们今天在教会里面呢，也有一些婚姻的问题。
In the church today,
有时候会听到了。
We also hear about some issues of family of some marriage problems.
现在这个资讯的时代啊，有时候一个地方发生的事情，很快就传到全世界去了。
In this information age, something that maybe happened in this location will be quickly received at the another end of the earth.
那有时候这个。我们有些对婚姻的问题的处理，有时候就是想说，咦，人家为什么这个可以，那个地方怎么不可以？就是有这种所谓的一国两制啊，就是好像不同的地方有不同的做法。
And it seems that the way we handle marriages or marriage problems is different from one area to another.
在哥林多前书第七章这里提到，特别提到说，那个信主的夫妻是不是可以离婚呢？信主的在主里面的夫妻
可以。
可不可以离婚？
And in chapter 1 Corinthians chapter 7, it talks about the issue whether or not the believers in the church can be divorced.
我们看第七章第十节。
Let's read chapter 7 verse 10.
他说：“至于那已经嫁娶的，我吩咐他们，其实不是我吩咐，乃是主吩咐说，妻子不可离开丈夫。”
Says now to Mary, I command, yet not I, but the Lord, a wife is not to depart from her husband.
十一节说：“若是离开了，不可以再嫁；或是能同丈夫和好。”丈夫也不可离弃妻子。
But even if she does depart, let her remain unmarried or be reconciled to her husband.
所以这里他特别强调是主耶稣的吩咐。
The husband not to divorce his wife. This is a special command by God.
那主耶稣的吩咐其实是写得很清楚，在马太福音。
And Lord Jesus' instruction is very clear in the book of Matthew.
我们再来复习一下主耶稣所讲的。
Let's review what the Lord has said.
先看马太福音第五章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音第五章三十二节。
Matthew 5 verse 32.
五章三十哦，看三十一节哈。
Five verse 31.
五章三十一节说，又有话说，人若休妻，就当给他休书。
Furthermore, it has been said, whoever divorces his wife, let him give her a certificate of divorce.
三十二节说，只是我告诉你们，凡休妻的，若不是为淫乱的缘故，就是叫他做淫妇的。人若娶这被休的妇人，也是犯奸淫的。
But I say to you that whoever divorces his wife for any reason except sexual immorality causes her to commit adultery, and whoever marries a woman who is divorced commits adultery.
哦，所以这里是。他说是，若不是为淫乱的缘故，其实是不可以 是绝对不可以，因为这样做会叫他做淫妇的。
Lord Jesus says here, if it's not for the reason of sexual immorality, then they should not be divorced.
因为当时候那个有些犹太人他们认为说，律法上好像说给休书就可以把妻子休了嘛。
And because the Jews at the time felt that in the law, as long as they give them a certificate of divorce, then they can divorce their wives.
那这里他说休妻的若不是为淫乱的缘故，就是叫他做淫妇了哈。
But Jesus says whoever divorces his wife for any reason except sexual immorality,
这是从丈夫是头的角度去看的问题。
This is coming from the perspective of the husband as the head of the house.
因为丈夫是头，他有这个主权。如果妻子犯淫乱，他说可以，就是把他休了。
And if the husband, as a decision maker, as a head, can make this decision, if the wife is sexually immoral, he can give her a certificate of divorce and divorce her.
看马太福音十九章。
Let's read Matthew 19.
十九章的第九节。
Matthew 19 verse 9.
十九章第九节。
Matthew 19 verse 9.
我告诉你们，凡休妻另娶的，若不是为淫乱的缘故，就是犯奸淫的。若有人娶那被休的妇人，也是犯奸淫。
And I say to you, whoever divorces his wife except for sexual immorality and marries another commits adultery, and whoever marries her who is divorced commits adultery.
哦，所以其实是都是跟马太福音是一样的。
So this is the same as what is written in Matthew.
可以休妻，就是离婚的唯一的条件，就是患淫乱的缘故。
The only reason that a person can divorce his wife is is because of sexual immorality.
所以主的命令其实就是这样子。
So this is the command from the Lord.
因此，保罗他在提出这个问题的时候，他特别说主耶稣的看法，主耶稣的吩咐，他只是重复讲一次而已。丈夫不可离弃妻子。妻子也不可以离开丈夫。
Paul was merely reiterating what the Lord Jesus had said.
好，那因为在后来信主的信徒当中，就有一些人是后来才信主的啦。
And so there were believers that came to believe at much later time.
已经结婚的，后来才信主的。
So they were already married first before they came to believe.
那在这里呢，在哥林多前书的第七章里啊。
And here in 1 Corinthians 7.
那个保罗就提到这个原则，他说哦。倘若弟兄有不幸的妻子，妻子情愿跟他同住，他就不要离开妻子。
And chapter 7, Paul talks about this principle that if the the unbelieving spouse is not does not want to leave them, then they should not divorce them.
对，就做丈夫的对妻子是这样，就做妻子的对待丈夫也是这样。
And this is the way the husband should treat the wife, and as well as the wife towards the husband.
也就是说
，unbelieving husband，
不要因为信仰的缘故，如果他们都可以接受，应该要一定要一起生活。
In other words, regarding their faith, if they are able to accept the faith, then allow them to continue living together.
为什么
？Why？
因为这个丈夫，不管是丈夫或妻子，都可能是因着配偶的缘故来得救，来得到这个。
Because the unbelieving spouse may be saved through their spouse.
因为他说，你怎么知道你不能够救你的做妻子？怎么知道不能够救你的丈夫呢？第十六节。
It says in verse 16, how do you know whether you will save your wife, O husband, and wife towards the husband, and husband toward wife?
所以现在他的原则就是，如果做丈夫的他有一个不幸的妻子，妻子愿意同住，一定是住在一起的。
And so if this regarding the husband who has an unbelieving wife, if the wife is able to accept, then they should continue living together.
那第十四节这里啊，在第十四节说不幸的丈夫因着妻子成了圣洁，是讲什么？
In verse 14 it says, for the unbelieving husband is sanctified by the wife. What does that mean?
这里讲的所谓的圣洁是生活上的圣洁。
This is talking about the sanctification of in their lives.
因为当这个夫妻之间有一方信主以后，他的生活，他的观念就改变了。
Because if there's one side of the marriage or the married couple that believes, then their lives will be changed, will be different.
夫妻一起生活，有时候就可以互相影响。
And when the wife, because the husband and wife have to live together, then they will somehow they will affect and influence each other in some way.
所以当做妻子或做丈夫的，他现在在主里面了，他现在要过圣洁的生活。
And so whether the husband or the wife is now a believer and wants to live a Christian life.
那另外一半的配偶有可能因着这样，在生活上也改变。
Then because of their believing spouse, the unbelieving spouse may also change for the better.
那这样子，他们的下一代的儿女也一样。
And then their descendants, their offspring will do likewise.
你看，如果今天这个家庭里面夫妻当中，如果有一方是 真的是在生活上很谨慎的，很保守的，他的儿女多少都会受影响。
And we see today that in the family, there's a believer that that keeps themselves pure and holy. Then they also often affect the way their kids are raised up.
所以这里就是这个对这个婚姻上面，保罗他这里所提出的这个原则。
So this is what the principles that Paul had brought up regarding marriage.
那神召我们要是要我们和睦啊。
God called us to be in harmony.
那个人要照主所奉给个人的和神所召个人而行，就是今天我们在这个情况下就顺着神的旨意，然后求主帮助，然后让这个生活可以很和谐。
And today we must try to live in harmony and accept what God has given us and ask Him to help us so that we continue to live peacefully.
不管怎么样，就是要守神的诫命。
And so no matter what happens, we have to keep His commandments.
所以在这个婚姻的事情上呢，我们今天在教会里面呢，我们也一定要很清楚的原则。
So in regarding marriage today in the church, we must also have very clear principles.
今天有一些青年的问题哦，其实从婚姻来的。
Today, many,
家庭的问题来的。
Many of the problems with the youth come stem from their families.
那家庭的问题常常都是因为婚姻有问题出现的。
And the problems in the family arise often because of the marriage.
我们现在在主里面呢、啊，我们主内的夫妻啊，一定要互相的沟通。
And so today, as members in the believers in the church, the couple, married couple must be able to communicate. To each other.
现在有所谓的，现在这个时代有很多新的名词啊。
These days we have many different terms for this.
所谓的精神外遇。
There's a emotional adultery.
就是说，很多事情对我们的配偶保留，不想跟我们配偶沟通。
Which means many of the feelings they reserve and harbor and inside and do not share it with their spouse.
跑到外面去跟别的异性沟通。
But rather share it with the opposite gender outside.
不是透过网络 email， 不然就是透过什么笔友。以前有很多，现在那个名堂更多了，方式更多了。
Either through the means of email or other electronic means, or through writing letters to other people.
所以今天在我们信徒大家互相勉励，我们要夫妻之间一定要很坦诚的互相的在主里面彼此互动。
So today as believers, we must encourage each other to communicate and in our interaction.
夫妻之间绝对不可以有那个所谓的秘密，我不可以让我的太太或者我的先生知道。
Husband and wife should not keep any secrets from each other.
所以最好的方式就是那个 email 可以互动互通了。
The best one of the better ways is to share the same email so that they're not hiding anything behind.
不管我们做什么，我们的配偶一定要被知道。
So that no matter what they're doing, the other spouse, the other partner can see.
那这样子，在这个婚姻的事情上呢，就会避免很多不必要的引诱。
And so they can avoid all the unnecessary temptation that may arise in their marriage.
那我们年轻的弟兄姐妹。
And for the younger brothers and sisters,
其实我们在面对这个婚姻的时候，
when we're facing marriage,
我们一定要很谨慎的去思想我们所要走的路线，神给我们的恩赐是什么。
We must treat the way we approach marriage and the path that God has laid out for us with reverence.
因为圣经里面所讲，神给造我们人，他本来就有很自然的我们这个身体上各方面的需要。
Because God created us with certain physical needs.
如果刚才我们在读圣经的时候，主耶稣有说，这个单身是赐给谁就赐给谁的了，谁不是每个人都有这个恩赐的。
And we have studied earlier that the gift of singlehood is given to some and not others.
但是我们如果为了要服侍神呢，一定要让我们的身体灵魂保持圣洁，专心的服侍神，那神给我们这个恩赐，我们就这样做。
And if God has given us a gift to keep our bodies pure and holy in order to serve Him completely, then that's what we'll do.
但是如果不是，按照圣经里面所看的那个教导，应该是要考虑婚姻的问题。
But if not, then according to teachings from the Bible, we should consider getting married.
那如果我们都能够在这个婚姻的事情上能够很和谐啊，每个家庭都能够很圆满啊。
And if everyone can be and harmonious in their marriage and in their families,
那在教会里面呢，我们就会看到那个家庭、子女之间呢、啊，父母亲啊、子女啊，各个家庭之间就很和睦。那教会里面真的就是像一家人一样。
Then we find that there will be a harmony and a peace between not only the family members, but the entire church.
夫妻也不会齁，在外面看起来齁，哇，就是说其实貌合神离，也就是说在外面看来好像蛮不错，但是其实里面是已经各走各路了。
And the husband and wife will not appear outwardly as a loving couple, but privately they're distant from each other.
所以在教会才会有些听到一些消息就说，哎，某某人不是很好吗？怎么突然怎么有这种事发生
？So when some news or rumors, when you, one may hear, and they may think that, oh, I thought they were getting along very well. Why did this happen?
但因为其实之间夫妻之间没有真的很好的。互相的沟通
，because actually in private the husband and wife were not communicating well.
给魔鬼留了空隙去攻击
，left room for Satan to make his move.
最后就让整个教会受亏损了。
And in the end, it results in a loss for the church.
所以这个教会里面的挑战呢，我们今天在这个末世的时代，我们要特别谨慎。
These are some of the challenges that we face as a church in the end times that we must be careful of.
那大家也为我们主内的这个每个家庭祷告。
Let us pray for all of our families within the Lord.
那我们教会这家庭都能很健全。
So that we can have good harmonious families.
我们来唱诗。
Let us sing him together.
133首。
Let's rise and sing him 133.
我们唱英文，我们唱第一节跟第二节。
Let's sing verses 1 and 2.